Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran to extract the teachings and learn from it. And to help us with all of that, we have our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor.
It's always a joy to have you here. We learn a lot. And so with Brother Habib, we're going through the chapters of the Quran one by one. We are on chapter 78 of the Quran, which is Surah An-Naba, or The Tiding, as translated by some translators. Let's listen to verses 21 onwards, and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إن جهنم كانت مرصادا
Indeed, hell has been lying in wait for the transgressors, a place of return, in which they will remain for ages unending. They will not taste therein any coolness or drink. Except scalding water and foul purulence.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 21 onwards from chapter 78 of the Quran, Surah An-Naba, translated as a tiding. So we said that this chapter begins by kind of with a surprise, not a surprise tone, but a rhetorical tone about what are they discussing. It's so clear that it's surprising why they're even discussing this news. And the news, according to you, was that it's either talking about the Day of Judgment and whether it will occur or not, or it's talking about the
allegiance with Amir al-Mu'mineen.
The allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, the fact that he is the successor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we were going through the verses, we were studying both of these interpretations. On verse 21 is a kind of a threat, I guess, or a wake-up call to people who still decide to be in denial. It tells them that truly hell lies in ambush, a place onto which the rebellious return. Ambush is kind of like, gives the idea of obliviousness, like a person is unaware that something is just about to catch them. And that is how hell is for the wrongdoers. Is that why this word is used?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. First of all, I would like to just point out to something that the back to reality check was actually in verse 17. إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا. Indeed, the day of judgment is the tryst, is the day of where people will be aligned. And that's pretty much where the wake-up call is, reminding people about the Day of Judgment and about the reality of the Day of Judgment on the first interpretation, or the fact of the importance of the dangers of with Amir al-Mu'mineen or to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam on the second interpretation. Now, like how we stated, so first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stated on the previous episode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the Day of Judgment and how it's going to start off, and some of the way that He shows His might and His power, and that He is all capable of doing, and, you know, just pretty much alarming us and cautioning us about the arrival of Day of Judgment and how it's going to go down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then starts off in these coming verses, to separate and classify people into the people of hellfire and to the people of paradise, starting off with something to keep us in fear. You know, I'm against the idea that human beings don't need to be given fear so they could, you know, be on the straight path. They only need to be shown the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the way of the Holy Quran. That's not the way of, you know, the tabligh, the message, the missionary acts of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Emma alayhum as-salam and the Holy Quran, as you can see in these verses. And the first thing that really starts off is, indeed, hell is an ambush. That's the translation of Ali Qulqara'i. Even though I very like the fact that he translated kanat into indeed, which is very precise, unlike some who stated was, or they translated it to was, and the better translation of kanat is indeed, the fact of saying that Jahannam is an ambush or hell is an ambush, I think the better thing is, like, it's what the Quran is trying to say, it's that it's waiting. It's like waiting. You see how, like, in horror movies, you know, in cartoon horror movies, you see, like, the red eyes in the bushes, and it's dark, and all you see is the red eyes, and, you know, there's something in the dark right there. It's like ready to ambush you.
I mean, it's there, but, I mean, the fact that we don't see it doesn't mean that it's not there. It's there, and it's waiting, and it knows what it's doing.
Yeah, and it's waiting for the time to ambush you. That's the better way to put it out.
All right, thanks. I'm going to stop you there because it's time for a break. Don't worry, we'll be back shortly. Don't miss this discussion. We'll be back.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran, and we're studying verses 21 and 22 of chapter 78 of the Quran. Truly hell lies in ambush, a place unto which the rebellious return. So you said that ambush here, one meaning to it is that it's there even though we can't see it, and it knows what it's doing, and it will catch us.
So the best way to put it is like this: indeed, hell is waiting to ambush. Right, it's waiting to ambush, because the literal translation is correct. Mirsad is correct. You could say a place of ambush, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, what it's trying to say is that al-isti'ara al-makniya, the terminology in balagha or in Arabic eloquence, it's more saying that it's a place where it's like ready to ambush you. It's waiting for the ambush. It's waiting to come and take you away.
It's fully prepared.
It's prepared and ready and waiting to exercise its powers to ambush you.
And the next verse says, a place unto which the rebellious return. Can you explain to us who the rebellious are, what the definition here is?
Now, of course, I want to point out to this that in the Arabic language, at-taghi, the word taga, the roots taga, the ta and the ghain and the alif, it means to go over the boundaries, to go over the limits, to cross that red line. Mm-hmm. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that hell is going to be the resort. It's going to be the place where to be.
The living place.
The living place of these, you know, the, as they translated, the rebels. Those who, you know...
are rebellious to God.
Are rebellious to God. They took, they, you know...
They crossed the red lines.
They overtook things. They went way over their limits.
Knowingly, I guess.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's what I want to say. People who are taghin, who the people, the tughat, are usually people with knowledge. And that really just goes back to that factor that I love to emphasize on. And that is about the difference between al-mustad'af and al-kafir. See, true, in some situations we have to put in some, you know, laws and say that every non-Muslim, this is his judgment, this and that. But at the end of the day, when you want to punish someone, who's going to go to hell and who's not going to go to hell, who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to have mercy on, who he's not going to have mercy on, that's in his hands. Why? Because he's the one that knows the true reality of these people. This person could have, you know, mistakenly understood this thing. He had no capability of reaching the true reality of religion. That's al-mustad'af. Al-mustad'af has a specific place in the day, on the Day of Judgment. And that's available in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam when they explain the meanings of al-araf. And we'll, inshallah ta'ala, when we reach that, if not us, our grandchildren, inshallah, maybe Mustafa and Ali Akbar could come and do the show in front of, instead of us. Maybe we'll talk about that topic more. But what is very important here is that here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind of, you know, this verse is kind of, you know, shouting, you know, in the background that it's for what? For the people who are rebellious, for the people who are doing this out of knowledge, who have juhud.
They know exactly what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
They know that they're making the
mistake. It's like Pharaoh, you know? Who was called a rebel in the Quran? Pharaoh was called a rebel. He knew Moses was the prophet. He saw the miracles. He saw the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he decided to disbelieve. He did not believe. He did not follow. He did not take the advice of Moses. And he was considered to be jahid, or someone who disbelieves with knowledge. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in this world. And then on the Day of Judgment, he will be, you know, as
punished
mentioned.
All right, thank you very much. Let's take a break now, and we'll be back after the break for the rest of the discussion.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 21, 22, and 23 of chapter 78 of the Quran. On verse 23, it says, "To tarry therein for ages." Now, my translation has translated the word ahqaba as tarry. Is that a good translation, or can you come up with a better word, perhaps?
حقبة من الزمان in the Arabic language means that it's like, some say 80 years, some say 70 years, some say 60 years. And here it's come in the meaning of, you know, jama' or plural. It has come in the plural order. And I think that the best translation for this would be ages.
They will be there for ages.
For ages. Some interpreters state that ahqaba means forever. Mm-hmm. Others state, like, they stay on the literal meaning of the word and they say it for ages. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be talking about what? People who enter hell and exit hell, enter heaven. And the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, al-jahannamiyun. The people who enter hell, get punished in hell for several thousand years, several of 10,000 years, and will exit and enter heaven. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they will enter heaven. But there are some people who will remain there in heaven. Some people will enter hell, and they will remain in hell, and they will remain not only in hell, but with the punishment of hell and with the pain of hell as well. All right? Mm-hmm. Unlike some mystics might say something else.
All right, thank you very much. I'm afraid that's all the time that we have. We studied verses 21, 22, and 23 of chapter 78 of the Quran. We said that truly hell lies in ambush is pointing out to the obliviousness that some evildoers have. And it's also showing that hell is prepared to take its inhabitants when the time is right. Just because we're not seeing it right now, or we're not experiencing it, it doesn't mean that it's not there and it's not ready. It's a place onto which the rebellious return. And we said that one essential issue here is that a person is called a rebel who is knowingly in violation of God's law and he doesn't care. He's happy. That person is happy to be in violation. And finally, these people will stay there either eternally or for tens of thousands of years. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for being with us and for all the knowledge that you shared with us. If you missed this episode, do not worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIBE English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, remember the Quran is a book to read and study. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يبشر المؤمنين.